The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear the word, O children of Israel, that the Lord pronounces over you, over the whole family that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I favored, more than all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your crimes. Do two walk together unless they have agreed? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from its den unless it has seized something? Is a bird brought to earth by a snare when there is no lure for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground without catching anything? If the trumpet sounds in the city, will the people not be frightened? If evil befalls a city, has not the Lord caused it? Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion roars, who will not be afraid? The Lord God speaks, who will not prophesy? I brought upon you such upheaval as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and were like a brand plucked from the fire. You were like a brand plucked from the fire. You were returned not to, but yet you returned not to me, says the Lord. So now I will deal with you in my own way, O Israel. And since I will deal thus with you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. The word of the Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. At dawn, I bring my plea expectingly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. Lead me in your justice, Lord. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and deceitful the Lord abhors. Lead me in your justice, Lord. But I, because of your abundant mercy, will enter your house. I will worship at your holy temple in fear of you, O Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. He said to them, why are you so terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of man is this, who even the winds and the sea obey? The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, depending on what word we focus on, we could be all excited or all afraid. Huh? The first reading, again, he talks about prepare to meet your God. And he talks about he's going to punish, he's going to do all these things. And the whole reason why is because they would not return to him. And so then you get in the gospel today, and we're in the middle of a storm, but they cry out to God. They turn to him, and he says, why were you afraid? Why were you afraid? And then he deals with the storm. So the same with us, all of us. We have a choice. We can sit there and focus on our misery and focus on how bad and prepare to meet God. Or we can call upon God. And when we call upon him, of course he turns to us. The problem with all our problems, with all the problems of the world today, is that people are not turning back to God. They're cursing God, they're complaining about God, they're complaining about why things happen. Even But I talked about stop complaining and start praising. Stop complaining and start praising. And then you're gonna have peace. If all you do is complain, I promise you something. You will not have peace. Promise. Ain't gonna happen. impossible to happen. You cannot complain and have peace at the same time. But when you praise God for what good is coming, when you look at him and you cry out to him, he says, why are you afraid? And then he'll deal with the storm in your life, the storm in our world, when we cry out to him. So today, let's cry out to Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.